You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday with Alex Dunn, Sean Quinn and Andrew Mount in the studio. We've got National Hunt Racing from Aaron Plumpton in the afternoon, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Fibre Sand at Southwell. So three meetings to come on Monday. Do tune in for all of that. Right now, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Very well indeed. Just about getting over the old New Year celebrations and looking forward to 2017. And what we've seen of today at Cheltenham, it could be the year of the ponytail.
Mm.
Girl power has reigned at Prestbury Park today.
It has. Lizzie Kelly, the star of the show. And we do actually have a quote. I've just been reading it. Lizzie Kelly is 4-1 to ride a 2017 festival winner here at William Hill. Our PR man, John Ivan Duke, sent out a press release and he's quoted as saying, Lizzie Kelly announced herself to the ITV Racing viewers as a very promising jockey and we rate her a 4-1 chance to ride a 2017 Cheltenham Festival winner. William Hill spokesman, John Ivan Duke.
Well, thank you for that, John.
Let's talk about the winners at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. Pimmy, we'll start with Whisper, who won the Dipper Novice Chaser Grade 2 contest, beating Clander's Oboe and Briary Bell. Those three were the main players in the race. It looked like it was going to come down to Whisper and Clander's Oboe, or it did in the end, but two fences out, probably.
Yeah, I think that was the big issue there. Clander's Oboe made a mistake, sort of fired Sam Twist and Davies out the saddle a little bit. He got a bit unbalanced, and that gave the opportunity for Whisper just to get the advantage. To be fair, Whisper absolutely winged the final fence. But again, Clander's Oboe, who's just a five-year-old, really battled up that Cheltenham Hill, and you know, he went down fighting. Whisper in his day was a very, very good horse. He was a grade one winner over hurdles.
Yep.
He lost his way a little bit last season. He's come back good this year, and again, a good big and a big race win for Davy Russell. So a very good race to watch, and I would say that you wouldn't take any disappointment really through Clander's Oboe getting beat, because there will be more to come in the future.
A bit of a change on price of Whisper for the JLT Novices Chase. He's now 12-1. He's also 16s for the RSA Chase. Noises are that Nicky Henderson would be leaning towards the JLT, and he's a 12-1 chance for that. Plenty of other big races at Cheltenham today. Anything else stand out to you in particular?
Well, more girl power. Rebecca Curtis, Chantu Flyer.
Yeah.
20-1 surprise winner of the handicap chase, a grade three race, having its first run for Rebecca, having been trained in its native island by Colin Bowe. And he's shown a real willing attitude in the hands of Aidan Coleman to get the job really done well. You have to feel sorry for Village Vic. He's run an absolute cracker, as he always does.
Yeah.
You know, wears his heart on his sleeve, goes from the front, really jumps well. And he's just been outstayed up that Cheltenham Hill this afternoon by Chantu Flyer. But again, no mean feat by Village Vic to run such a blinder again in defeat. And the handicapper has just got him where he wants him, top and bottom of it.
Yeah, he's gutsy, isn't he? He tries his heart out.
Oh, you'd love to have 10 of him, wouldn't you?
Oh,
stunning horse.
Absolutely. Other big prize winner on the card as well, in the shape of Tour de Champ, won the 12.50. That was a bit of a surprise result there, but it was a wide-open handicap. We've got Kirgree winning the handicap hurdle there, beating Rocklander. Rocklander coming there looking like he was travelling all over Kirgree, but he battled back to win. And I suppose we should mention the Relkiel in a bit more detail as well. Agrapar, the winner there, a 16-1 chance, beat Lamy Surge and Cole Hard.
Yeah, yeah. And Agrapar, again, great race. Looked like Lamy Surge was going to cruise there. Well, he followed them into the final flight of hurdles. He gets a lovely jump and you think, well, he's waited long enough here as Daryl Jacob, but no, Lizzie Kelly and Agrapart had more to say about it and really dug deep to get the cells back up in the shadow of the post. But Lamy Surge just didn't quite get home again today?
No, no, he didn't.
Frustrating, really.
Yeah, because he travels so well, doesn't he?
Oh, man. You know, how far? How far we're shouting?
Yeah.
Halfway up that Cheltenham running. But we were meaning, how far does he get beat? Yeah. How far is he going to win?
That's what we were on about, obviously.
Correct, yeah. And Cold Harden's run well. Yeah. He's finished back in third. He set out to make the running. And, yeah, I would think that Connections would have been quite happy with that performance. Gavin Sheehan didn't take any mounts today. I think he's got a suspected broken wrist.
Yeah, yeah, he gave up his rides on New Year's Day. Anything else on your mind, Pimmy? Anything else catch your eye?
No, not really. Like I say, good start to the new year with Cheltenham this afternoon. Good competitive racing, as you imagine. Rain spoiled it ever so slightly. Lots of rain making the ground fairly deep and testing by the end of the day. But, you know, we're in the midst of winter. What do we expect?
Yeah. Let's move on then. Let's get stuck into Monday's action. Still don't know what day is. Monday's action, we're going to look at three races taking place there. A couple at Plumpton and one at Southwell, because there is an inspection there, so we didn't want to take a chance. Here is a jingle, and then we'll be talking about Monday's action.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we'll spin through these in time order then. The first race we'll look at is the 140 at Southwell. This is a Class 5 handicap. 5 furlongs is the trip. 4-year-olds and older in the lineup here. We've got a field of 14 here, Pimmy. It's quite an open handicap that I've given you here.
It is a very, very competitive handicap. You've got one or two of these horses coming into the race on the back of successes. One in the shape of Richter Scale, who was a readied winner at Wolverhampton last time out, so he's been in good form. And also Lady Naef, who was a winner at Newcastle over 5 furlongs last time out. So one or two of these in good form. Piazon, though, the stablemate of Lady Naef, is my idea of the winner. He's been in cracking form of late. He ran well enough, I thought, in defeat when behind Captain Lars by a neck last time we saw him. Prior to that, he put back-to-back wins together. Again, more importantly, here at Southwell. And obviously, you feel that the Southwell form is very, very much to the fore. The other guys have won on the artificial surface, but neither Wolverhampton or Newcastle are anything like the fibre sand surface at Southwell. So that's what swayed me in favour of Piazon. And again, coming out of stall 6, I think it's fairly positive, sort of banging the middle. And young Joshua Byrne, who takes a valuable £7 off his back, very capable young pilot. We're going to hear a lot more of him in 2017.
Yeah, he's already ridden the horse twice as well, Joshua Bryan, so it's not as if he doesn't know the horse.
Oh, yeah, no, he knows him, and yeah. he's good value for his 7.
Yeah. So Piaz on the selection for Pimmy in the 140 at Southwell. The 250 at Plumpton is where we go next. Big race on their card on Monday. It's the Sussex National Handicap Chase. It's over the extended 3.5 miles. We've got plenty of them in the lineup here, Pimmy, as well. 16 of them if they all stand their ground. And some of them arrive here in good form, like some Mystery and Sartorial Elegance are winning, arrive here in winning form. Carlo's way back as well. Onda Run, another one that comes here with a 1 next to his name. It's a belter, as you'd expect a national to be.
Yeah, it's very, very competitive. 16 of them stand the ground at this moment of time. Hopefully that's the case tomorrow. Then we can have a little bit of first 4 places.
Yep.
And again, 3.5 miles. Officially at the moment, soft going. Good to softed places. If it's anything like the rest of the country today, there could be some more rain have arrived there, so that could make it even more testing. So certainly you need to look for something that's going to really see out this trip well at Plumpton tomorrow afternoon. A couple I thought that was interesting. Mystery was again interesting, having won last time out. That was Haydock Park over, again, extended 3.5 miles. So we do know that Mystery will stay this trip really well. And again, he's certainly one for your shortlist. Dawson City was one of those that was involved in that avoid race at Wincanton over the festive period. But again, he'd been running well on a number of occasions prior to that. As long as that scare hasn't bothered him, then he certainly could be a player as well. Carroll's Way Back, well, he was a nice winner at Wincanton over 3 mile 1 furlong the last time we saw him. And the other one that I thought was interesting is On the Run, something I've been on many occasions and fortunately haven't been caught as of yet. 2 mile 7 that he won over at Lingfield, possibly that form not wow, but again, with his weight of 10 stone 12 and Daryl Jacob taking the mount for Emma Lavelle, I certainly thought On the Run was going to be a player. But The two I've plumped for, looking for a bit of value. One is in the shape of Sartorial Elegance, who was a readied winner over 3 mile 2 here at Plumpton last time out. And the other one I'm going to take a chance with is the Venetia Williams trained Regardin de Beauchene, who again has run really well over this type of trip in the past. He weakened before 2 out when he was 4th of 11 at Haydock last time out. He again could be a player with Venetia Williams horses coming back to some sort of form.
Yeah, you got two real informed yards there. Colin Tizard can do no wrong, and Venetia Williams has really hit form, hasn't she?
She has indeed, yeah. So hopefully they'll give us a good run in the Sussex National.
On to the 3:20 at Plumpton next, then the final race. We're looking at a Class 4 handicap chase of just short of 2.5 miles, a field of 7, which unfortunately means there's only going to be 2 places on offer here, Pimmy. But what are your thoughts on the race?
I thought at first glance this is very, very tricky. One or two of these horses have been in good form of late. No, like John's Luck's been in good form of late. So too has Brown Bear, who was a readied winner the last time we saw him at Toaster over 2.5 miles. And another horse that has been in reasonable form as well is the top weight, Like Sully, who again was pushed along back in third place at Lingfield last time out. Again, that was over 2.5 miles. This trip should well suit. And the old boy, Venetian Lad, who's now a 12-year-old, again, he finished fourth, but beaten a long way behind Bishop's Court at Fontwell last time out. So, looking at it in the context of what we've seen of late, I'm going to have to side with John's Luck from a yard that's very much informed that of Neil Mulholland. Feely takes the mount, and John's Luck was, well, he battled hard to get his head in front right on the line at Foss last time out. I'm not a great fan of Foss last's form travelling, but I do feel that in the context of this race, John's Luck has got to be a major player.
Yeah. He's won on good ground in the past. He's also won on heavy ground in the past as well. So no matter what the weather does, you should have a decent chance with him.
Hopefully, whichever way the conditions are, he shouldn't be either hindered or inconvenienced by it.
Mm. Superb. Good work, Pimmy. Let's just have a quick summary then. Just nominate your 3 selections for us. And
yeah.
Them, if you will.
Well, we are looking forward to the second day of 2017. Hopefully, we'll continue in winning ways. And then that 1:40 at Subtle, I'm going to take a chance with the top weight, Piazon, for John Butler and Joshua Byrne. The Sussex National is the feature race at Plumpton tomorrow afternoon. 2 against the field. 16 of them stand the ground at the time of recording. I'm going to go for Regardin de Beauchene and Sartorial Elegance. And in the 3:20, the selection is John's Luck.
Superb. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Good luck and enjoy it on Monday.
Can't wait.
There you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Monday's action. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from midday. Alex Dunn, Sean Quinn and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. It's Aaron Plumpton over the obstacles, providing air gets the go-ahead after an inspection. And we've got all of the racing on the fibre sand at Southwell. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5-selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.